Confronting Reality, Doing What Matters to Get Things Right. Authors: Larry Bassidy, Ram Charan. Breaking with the Past. To confront reality is to recognize the world as it is, not as you wish it to be, and to have the courage to do what must be done, not what you like to do. The issues facing management don't change from year to year. The questions and answers do. Any plan for a business has to answer three questions. What's the nature of the game we're in? Where is it going? How do we make money in it? These questions go to the fundamentals of business thinking. It requires unflinching realism to get to their answers. But in many organizations, people don't fully understand the game they're playing. They don't analyze and link the three fundamental components that determine a business's success or failure: the environment it operates in, the financial targets it needs to meet, the internal activities and capabilities that it depends on in the given environment to meet the financial targets. Why confront reality? Everyone senses that business conditions are different from those of a few years ago. Globalization is now a force that touches all businesses. One reason is the internet, which speeds decision-making and flow of ideas radically. That is why you have to go forth and confront reality. Ignoring reality is devastating. The most widespread unrealistic behavior is clearly seen as a leader redoubles his or her efforts to do only what he or she knows best. He or she often achieves heroic results which are, alas, pointless, because they fail to confront the new realities. Unrealistic leaders can be identified through the following six behaviors. Filtered information. For all the information that's exchanged in business, it's surprising how often people miss the critical facts that could make all the difference. The information may be distorted by people governed by their own biases and pursuing their own agendas. Selective hearing. The information may be good, but it's no good if the decision maker turns deaf when it's presented. Wishful thinking. It is the arrogance of overweening ambition, as in, we will be the biggest player in this game within 5 years because I've staked my reputation on it. Fear. Fear suppresses a lot of realism in the business world. Emotional overinvestment. Some of the most poignant victims of emotional overinvestment are companies with great histories of innovation. Unrealistic expectations. Many business leaders became captive to unrealistic performance expectations. Redefining the basics of management. When the popularity of Japanese products forced US companies to face reality and bend and shy away, business leaders learned to focus on operational excellence, adopted new manufacturing processes, laid off unneeded workers, and slashed swollen middle management bureaucracies. Exercising the power of realism requires an open and inquisitive mind, intense curiosity, the intellectual ability to sort out complexity, the ability to persuade others, and the courage of inner strength. Why the world is changing. As a practical matter, virtually every business is now a player on the global stage. But it's hard for most people to see the specific ways global forces affect their businesses. Indeed, a new competitor can come from anywhere. The other side of the coin, of course, offers unparalleled opportunities for those savvy enough to find them. Four structural changes are driving today's explosion of intensifying worldwide competition. First is the increasing integration of business activity across borders, accelerated by the internet and instant communications. The second is worldwide overinvestment fueled by vast credit expansion and immense free flow of risk capital. The third is a global buyer's market that has shifted power from the owners and managers of capital to consumers and giant retailers. A fourth key component is that around the world, government regulators are becoming more aggressive even though they approach different issues, without any kind of coordination or rationalization. Capacities that won't go away. Allied Signal got a rug burn in the 1990s. Early in the decade, its nylon business was profitable and growing. Then carpet manufacturers, a big part of the business's customer base, were courted by domestic competitors that had developed a substantially less expensive fiber made from polypropylene. Dismissing this fiber as an inferior, Allied Signal went on to its incremental refinements. Thus, by the time people at Allied Signal accepted what was happening, the business was losing money and had wasted millions of dollars improving a product with a declining market share, a capacity gone away. What to change and what not to change. Whether change is abrupt or gradual, at some point it makes old beliefs and behaviors obsolete. Ignoring that reality, as so many leaders do, is devastating. A good business model is live and proactive, not dead or reactive. It should help you identify and anticipate emerging external realities quickly so you can make realistic and positive changes. It also separates what needs to change from the personal preferences and tastes of the business leader. How to prepare for future changes. In practice, the business model will help you see changes coming earlier, be an excellent framework for upgrading your culture, and allow you to develop the leaders you'll need in the future. In essence, it will help you look around the corners by inspiring you with a deep understanding of the external realities. Indeed, gathering information about the external realities needs to be an ongoing rather than a one-off event. This entails having a mindset to find out exactly why customer preferences are changing and what that potentially means for you. Being constantly engaged in gathering facts. Getting out and experiencing things, visiting interesting places in person, and absorbing everything that's going on. Encouraging debate amongst the people in your business. Forging a customer chain, which starts with the customer's needs and then works backwards to see how those needs are being met. Information will be of little use unless your organization can act on it, unless you have experience in making substantial change. The more the change your organization can handle, the more freedom you'll have to be able to adjust your business model in the future. Thus, to make your organization change ready, you have to use initiatives, specifically, high-impact projects that will require cooperation across the entire organization to implement or execute. How leaders realize and confront reality. It is obvious that the business model brings rationality to the issue of change. It is a guide for when to change and when not to change. If you link your assessments of the external environment to your financial targets and your internal capabilities, you will have a much clearer picture of the magnitude of change required. At that time, you will be able to use reality as the foundation for everything you do, and at the very least, you'll be on message while others drift away into irrelevancy. That is why leaders need to set a good example. They need to speak the truth bluntly. Sometimes that will mean stepping up to the front line and figuratively taking hostile fire. But whatever the consequences, the most effective leaders always talk straight. Such candid and forthright talk, unfiltered and uncorrupted by personal agendas, paves the way to strict realism. This realism will tell you sooner than later when your fundamental business premise is under assault, where your best opportunities lie, and whether you need to change internal activities or the business model itself. It will be your central tool for confronting reality.